Big Money by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Jonathan Sissel. Chapter 1. On an afternoon in May, at the hour when London pauses in its labours to refresh itself with a bite of lunch, there was taking place in the coffee room of the Drones Club in Dover Street that pleasantest of functions, a reunion of old school friends. The host at the meal was Godfrey Lord Biskerton, son and heir to the 6th Earl of Hoddesdon. The guest, his one-time inseparable comrade, John Beresford Conway. Happening that morning to go down to the city to discuss with his bank manager a little matter of an overdraft, Lord Biskerton had run into Berry Conway in Cornhill. It was 3 years since they had last met, and in his lordship's manner as he gazed across the table, there was something of the affectionate reproach a conscientious trainer of performing fleas might have shown towards one of his artists who had strayed from the fold. "Amazing," he said. Lord Biskerton was a young man with red hair and what looked like a preliminary scenario for a moustache of the same striking hue. He dug into his fried soul emotionally. "Absolutely amazing," he repeated. "It beats me. I'm mystified. Here we have two birds, you on the one hand, I on the other, who were once as close as the paper on the wall. Our chumminess was a silent sermon on brotherly love. And yet I'm dashed if we've set eyes on one another since the summer peanut brittle won the Jubilee handicap. I can't understand it." Berry Conway shifted a little uncomfortably in his seat. He seemed embarrassed. "We just happened to miss each other, I suppose." "But how?" Lord Biskerton was resolved to probe this thing to the depths. "That's what I want to know. How? I go in."